Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
We are halfway home on a Friday, Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Lovely, lovely to be with you this morning and talking about all things, you know, Padres baseball. And never a dull moment, as we've said every single day this week. Absolutely something that we have said every single show of the week. I'm Woodsy, Paul Reindel's the executive producer, and Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Admire you very much because you do a lot of the heavy lifting on the program. And when you're gone, I have to do the heavy lifting, but I usually end up dropping most of the heavy lifting. It doesn't usually get done. I fumble through. I always forget when traffic is. Those are the things I'm not good at. You're very good at the mechanics of the radio, and you're very funny and engaging as well. So I appreciate that about you. I was noticing, though, and we love all of our sponsors so much. Couldn't do it without you. But the new 97.3 The Fan hotline.
The David P. Shapiro fan hotline.
Right.
Yeah. I told Dave, he said, I think that's like the best sponsorship on the station.
Yeah, the hotline's great.
Like every hour, every time we have a guest,
yeah.
Get to mention his law practice every single time. We like David quite a bit. And I said, good job on sponsoring that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The tagline is, and I've watched you fumble through it a little bit from time to time.
Getting used to it.
It takes a minute.
It's fairly new.
Right? And I think you read it again.
David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it, too. Like, we've had... So is there a way to... There's probably not a way to shorten it, right?
I mean, I could say, hey... Visit the DPS fan hotline, but I don't know that gets his...
the DP hotline.
The message across the way he wants to.
The DP hotline might be a different number.
DPS.
Oh.
David P. Shapiro.
David P. Shapiro.
DPS.
The DPS hotline.
Fan hotline.
It's different, but... So is there another way? Like, could you just do...
I mean, the copy is what the copy is.
Copy is what the copy is. But I was like... I don't know. I just feel bad for him that he always has to, he's like kind of stumbles through it. And then David got mad at him after like the first one.
I messed
one
up
he
the first
read.
One, yeah. And David was listening. He texted me. I said, sorry.
He texted you and said, figure it out.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
Be better.
Man, I was thinking back.
We
to
haven't the, had one in
We
such
haven't
a
had
long
one
time,
in forever.
Though.
And the other one we had was the.
We had a few. We had the Premier Carlsbad, Premier Chevrolet
Carlsbad
fan hotline.
Yeah.
The SDCCU fan hotline.
The SDCCU, and that one was easy, right? Wasn't it just, hey, you're joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline?
Was it?
That's easier. The David P. Shapiro hotline.
It was, I think it was shorter copy, but I wouldn't say that it was easier. Like, I know, I remember, I have SDCCU flubs burned into my brain.
I know.
Back in the
I remember day. One that got me very, very good.
I'm sure there was a couple.
Usually on Fridays.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Today is a Friday.
It is.
I just searched in my folder of old flubs.
Flubs?
SDCCU.
Yeah.
And I found seven.
Seven. By the way, I forgot to thank Mort, who appeared on our SDCCU fan hotline. Don't forget, San Diego Chronic Kid.
Oh, yes. Oh, there was more copy at the end.
Yeah.
There was more.
Craig Elston, our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage.
Oh, yes!
a change, too. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
They mixed it up.
Pre-Woods, though.
Pre-Woods on our SDCU fan hub. Mm.
What?
Is he?
Oh, thank you for that.
I know which one you're thinking of,
yeah.
I think.
All 11 San Diego Penske dealerships going to host it. SDCCU has super low rates. By the way, SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are
Yeah.
That was during the pandemic.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, joining us right now on our SDCCU.
Yes.
Just trying to take that one a little
fast.
John Bukshambi on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online, and let me start over again.
Oh, it lends a lot of credibility.
Oh, man.
That it lends a lot of credibility to my theory that he was drunk the entire pandemic.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do this anymore.
Those were like 2 years worth of flubs, and he was just drunk.
I think he drank every single day during the pandemic, and he didn't tell me.
Here's the one that you were thinking of. This wasn't so much alcohol-induced. I think we forgot to plug Ben in.
Yes.
No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
What?
I need it over.
That wasn't a glitch. Did you not hear?
It was a bubble.
Like I was running out. Like my.
Okay, he's running out of breath in the beginning.
Some sort of like chest bubble there. Yeah. You could hear
it. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.
I don't know if I was trying to stifle kind of a hiccup slash burp at the same time.
Visit SDCCU. DCCU tot.
Oh God, that's funny. That is so good.
Tot.
Visit SDCCU tot. SDCCU.com.
And he keeps
plowing through the old.
Okay, so in my defense, how many did you say you had? Like seven?
Eight
flubs
in
probably
3 years
of something that I read every hour for 3 years. And yes, eight times I blew it.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about those eight times.
Yeah, you should have blown into a breathalyzer too at that time, because I think that was gin that was bubbling up.
Bit like,
Visit SDCCU.
SDCCU.com.
God dang, that's funny, dude. Funny. So anyway.
So David, it could be a lot worse.
It could be a lot worse. That's really the gist of that, is that it could be.
Need a lawyer? Call David P. Shapiro.com.
David P. Shapiro.com.
Shapiro.
That's brilliant. I don't think he drinks anymore, Paulie, like he did, you know, back in the day. You were drunk every day, weren't you? You were. Just admit it. It's okay. It was years ago. You drank every single day.
No.
You're lying. Man. I would tell
the
you.
The audio tells a different
the
story.
The audio, because he would slur and stuff.
Visit SDCCU.
He's operating on 3 hours of sleep most days.
Yeah, that's
much
true.
Better now.
That's very, very
much
true.
Better now.
Eric's really coming to your defense in the chat. I mean, like, very much coming
you,
to
Eric.
Your defense. Says, Woods can do goofy Halloween and leprechaun commercials for Ford, and Ben slips once, and they're all over.
It's true.
It's absolutely true. But, Eric, I'd say I'm pretty good about making fun of myself
we
as
do.
Well.
Yeah,
I think,
no.
You know, you have to, you look inward, certainly. But that was incredible. Blop, that, blop.
Before we get to Take on Woods and the Padres smorgasbord, I want to
crank your hog.
Yeah, go. See? We got Woods every once in a while.
A few times.
I want to comment on something that Darren said. And when we were talking about the Mike Shildt piece that Kevin Acey wrote, and he asked the question, if Mike Shildt doesn't leave, does that piece get written?
You know,
does it even need to get written at all? Even if he stays, like, does that, even if he leaves, does that piece ever, does that need to come out? Is that necessary in covering a sports team? Or are we in the media
going too far? No, when he up and retires, absolutely it needs to be written.
Why? Is he being accused? Is he being accused of anything criminal? Is he simply doing his job? Some people disagreed with the way he did his job. But did anybody think that Mike Shildt was negligent in doing his job as manager of the San Diego Padres? I think the answer to that is absolutely no.
I don't think so either, but that's the job.
They disagreed with the way he did it sometimes.
That's Kevin's job too.
I'm
to write the story of the San Diego Padres.
I'm not saying that he's wrong either. But I think it's an interesting point because I doubt that Kevin writes that same piece if Mike Schilt is still the manager of the Padres today. And that's not an indictment of Kevin.
You know,
Kevin
Kevin
knows he's going to have to continue to work with Mike Schilt and have some sort of professional relationship covering that team.
But
with
he was not afraid to let it out during the season. He did
wasn't.
It all the time. And that's the thing that bums me out when I see people, you know, tweeting that Kevin was dancing on his grave or anything like that. All you had to do as a fan was turn on the television after the game, one. Number two, read his daily newsletter. How many times, guys, did we read the newsletter together in the morning and I would go, oh my God, he's dropping the hammer. 50, 60, 70 times. This was not new information. I will say, any other organization, it probably doesn't get written after the season if the manager stays. This one's different. I feel like it would.
Well,
this happens every year like clockwork.
I think
AJ Preller still
professional
gets...
sports is different. Are you telling me that wherever you work, that you don't have a manager somewhere in the office who you disagree with their managerial style?
No, it's never happened to me. Not me.
And it doesn't get reported, you know, in the media because
no one cares
what your line of work
That's
is.
That's why I report it on the show.
But because it's baseball and because everyone wants to know everything that's going on with their team, you know, it's a very public facing business. This stuff is fair game in the world of baseball. And Mike Schilt really should know that that stuff is going to get out. That's not some secret that's not going to be told by people that you worked with. If you are stepping on people in ways that they don't like, it will always get out. And I think it would get out in other organizations as well. I mean, it wasn't a secret in St. Louis what was going on either. It was not.
I think Kevin's just doing his job. I really do. And I think, would I be lying if I said there wasn't some sort of satisfaction that he got from it? Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said that he wasn't personally satisfied by that. But that's...
So do you view this as the typical, we've talked about it every time somebody leaves town and San Diego craps all over them on the way out. Do you view this Mike Schilt stuff as part of that? Because I think we as a fan base are respecting what he did. He
won 100%.
He was successful.
That's what makes it so interesting.
Wasn't even that good anyways.
Right.
Like, team sucked anyways while he was here.
I remember,
good riddance, he's gone.
I remember defending Bob Melvin, you know, after 23. Even after 23, right? Like, I put it mostly on the players at that point. But then, you know, then stuff comes out that Bob's like, yeah, I was gazing wistfully at the dugout across the way. And I'm like, wait, you had a job to do here. So that pissed me off.
I feel like Kevin's job and our job are not that dissimilar.
No, they're not. We're not down there every day, though.
We're not down there every day. But his job is to, I think, do two things. He is to cover the San Diego Padres honestly and fairly. He can't make things up. He has to report things that he's actually hearing from people in the organization. He has to be an ethical journalist. I believe that he is. He did not make up sources or quotes. These
Correct.
Were things that were told to him. I have no doubt that all of this is true. The other part of his job is he's selling newspapers or subscriptions online or whatever. Interesting things that people want to read.
Correct.
And people want to read this. There's no doubt that people want to read this. In that sense, I feel like we're the same way. We cover the San Diego Padres. We talk about them. And I feel a very strong obligation to always talk about them honestly. I don't make things up about the San Diego Padres. Even if I thought it was interesting and would drive ratings, which is my other job, is to do compelling radio and be interesting and get you to listen to this program. I'm not going to do it by lying.
Right.
Other radio hosts have had no problem doing
it. Zero
that.
Problem. Still don't.
They
Zero
think, hey,
problem.
I don't know if this is true or not, but
I'm
I know
just
this
say
will be
it.
Interesting and it will get people to listen.
Clicks,
so I'm going to say
100%.
It.
We don't
will,
do that, S.
I will not do that. Woods will not do that. Paul will never do that. We will never.
Never.
Make things up because we think it would be interesting.
We've had opportunities and you're like, you hear something, you're like, man, that's, I have not heard anybody else run with that story. And you want to like triple confirm it because it's your ass if it's not true or if it doesn't shake out that way or whatever. But like, we've had those conversations
many times
and we I don't want to say take the high road, but we haven't done it. You're at a crossroads, and we're going left, and we could have gone right.
That's why I feel like it's similar, and I think Kevin did his job writing that story.
I do, too.
No more, no less.
That's it.
That was his job. He did it. You know, will there be, if AJ leaves, will there be a similar piece? Maybe. I bet there's some people like in the organization that...
I feel like they've already been written. I feel like they're written about him every single offseason. Every single offseason, you can set your watch to it. You know, something about AJ Preller, the ownership, whatever. It happens every year. Every year that we've been here, certainly. So, look, it feels a little dysfunctional right now, which it always does when things like this happen. How do you get it together? How do you move forward? How do you right the ship? How do you put together a roster? Who's going to be the person that does it? These are all the questions for the offseason. How do you move past this? How do you move forward?
Remember, none of this is new. And somehow every year they've managed to put a competitive, usually winning team on the field. Because that's also their job, is what they're trying to do as well. And bring people to Petco Park. Fans into the seats, and they've been wildly successful at
that. It's just the thing that the article today does to me is I go, oh man, you know, yesterday was about, ooh, who would you like to be the skipper? And then today it's going to be like, who's going to be the general manager or the president of baseball operations? Who hires the new manager? If he's gone, who's then going to hire the managers? Is it Eric? Is it John? Is it Eric Kotsenda? You know, who's going to be responsible for hiring the next skipper of the San Diego Padres, right? Like, I have to focus on down the road. I can't do anything about Mike Schilt. Mike Schilt's not here anymore. And so how do you move forward? Who's going to be playing, you know, first base for the San Diego Padres next year? Who's going to be in the starting rotation? Those are always the questions that you want answered in the offseason, except we get all this extracurricular crap about ego and about infighting, and it happens all the time. And who gets hosed? We do. The fans. The fans get hosed. That's it. You know, every single year. Figure your stuff out, guys. Figure it out. You guys work in baseball. The coolest gig on the planet. You know? AJ says it all the time. He said it in his presser 50 times. I get to come to work at a ballpark. Is it hard? Is it stressful? Hell yeah, it is. But I get to come to work at a ballpark with a rabid fan base. So you don't want to lose that rabid fan base. You don't want to backslide. You know, there is some thought as a Padres fan, and I think you're lying to yourself if you say that this isn't the case. Are you now the Utah Jazz in their prime and in their heyday going, what does it even matter? What does it even matter? There's some of that. I have some of that. Rhino Hearn's back? Great. Oh, we're going to go out and get, you know, Ranger Suarez? Well, that'll put us over the edge in October against the Dodgers. There is a part of me that's like, we're the Jazz, man. We got Malone. We got Stockton. They're great players. But look who's over there. You got Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. There is some of that. So I'm trying to work through that on my own.
I am, too.
It's, and because, like, it's baseball,
you
anything
can say,
can happen.
They can have a disastrously bad season filled with injuries. And they did this year.
Yes,
and they're still
going
to win the World Series.
And they still are going to win the World Series. Ben, injuries. Finger quotes, injuries.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, our last game this week of Take on Woods, musical trivia with a chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. The Jerry Seinfeld tickets go head-to-head against Woodsy coming up next. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, though, if you're getting ready for your sports weekend, you're going to be watching college football, pro football, basketball is about to get started. You better download that Prize Picks app now and start playing daily fantasy to turn all your sports watching and sports knowledge into real money just by setting daily fantasy lineups between 2 and 6 players and picking against the numbers more or less on stat projections with your lineups. Who are you watching this weekend? Is it Josh Allen? Is it Saquon Barkley? Will it be Luka Doncic? Will it be Steph Curry? Look for those max discount squares like Steph Curry, 1/2 of 1 point, coming up in their opener in just a few days. Add that to your lineup. Makes it even easier to win with Prize Picks. When you download the app, though, to get you started, make sure you use the code WFN. You're going to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's a lot of play for very little money. $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup by using the code KWFN. Get started today. It's Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a Padres smorgasbord coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to discuss.
It changes the tone, though. The article today changes the tone of it, I think.
Not today's Padres smorgasbord, does it?
Don't you think a little bit?
I don't.
So much is up in the air.
I don't think it has anything to do with the Padres' needs or the Padres' needs. Whether A.J. Preller is the guy making the decision or they hire you as the next general manager, you're going to need to find some power and some starting pitching. We talked about that with Eno Saris yesterday. The question is, with whatever the resources are, you know, how much do you devote toward starting pitching? How much do you devote toward power? What is your really biggest need? We're going to kind of divide it up and discuss that coming up. First, though, it's time to play our last game of the week. Let's get to it. Let's take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bail Arms, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And let's see. Is this says Martin on my screen? Marty, are you there?
I'm here.
Marty or Martin? Which do you prefer?
Definitely prefer Martin.
Martin. All right, Martin. You feel like you got a chance here. It's musical trivia. Woods is pretty good at this, but you get the advantage of getting the category. You ready to play this game?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five questions as you can. You don't know one, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's our two-second song. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas, two nights at the Flamingo, and tickets to see Jerry Seinfeld at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th, and a $100 gas card to help get there. Get your own tickets to Jerry Seinfeld at Ticketmaster.com. Here are the categories you're choosing from today. On the Bell Curve, five song titles and musical artists with Bell in the name. Another Take on Woods category, five song titles that include the word another. And our new category, it's all two-second songs. It's called Holding Out, five song titles that include the word hold. So, On the Bell Curve, another Take on Woods category or Holding Out. What's it going to be, Martin?
Let's do On the Bell Curve.
On the Bell Curve. All right. Today's category features five song titles and musical artists with Bell somewhere in the name. Again, 60 seconds. The first question is that two-second song. Remember, you need to give me the song title and the artist, one of which has Bell in the name, to score that point. Martin, you ready to play?
Yep.
All right. Paulie, how are you doing?
Just about ready.
He's just about ready.
Go for it.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. The category is On the Bell Curve. Martin, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Correct. July 25th, 1998 was the first time which AC/DC song played as Trevor Hoffman emerged from the Qualcomm Stadium bullpen.
Hellsbells.
Correct. The closer who succeeded Hoffman in 2009 used which disco tune? Correct. Well, what's the song, though? By Anita Ward is his walkout song.
Don't know it.
Okay, pass. Which 1984 song by Metallica shares a title with a novel by Ernest Hemingway?
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Correct. Both Layla and which other 1971 song by Derek and the Dominoes are about Eric Clapton's unrequited love for Patty Boyd, the wife of his friend George Harrison?
The Bell of
Incorrect. The closer who succeeded Hoffman, Keith Bell, in 2009, used which disco tune by Anita Ward as his walkout song? We ran out of time. That one's Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. And Bell Bottom Blues is Derek and the Dominoes. You got the other three. Poison, Hell's Bells, and For Whom the Bell Tolls. Is three going to be enough here? I don't know. This is an interesting one. Woods doesn't get the category. Martin, his score is locked in. See if Woods figures this one out. 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Martin.
Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Correct. July 25th, 1998 was the first time which AC/DC song played as Trevor Hoffman emerged from the Qualcomm Stadium bullpen.
Hell's Bells.
Correct. The closer who succeeded Hoffman in 2009 used which disco tune by Anita Ward?
Heath Bell.
Which disco tune by Anita Ward is his walkout song?
It's his walkout song.
Pass. For which 1984 song by Metallica shares a title
with the Bell Tolls?
Correct. Both Layla and which other 1971 song by
Bell Bottom Blues?
Correct. The closer who succeeded Hoffman in 2009 used which disco tune by Anita Ward as his walkout song?
Oh, Ring My Bell.
Yeah, there you go. That's a 5-3 win.
That's a good one. I didn't know that's a good one, Peter. That's a good one.
And that was called On the Bell Curve.
On the Bell Curve. Who won? I did?
You did. 5-3.
Okay, good.
He didn't get Bell Bottom Blues.
Oh. One of the best.
It's crazy. Eric Clapton wrote two songs about loving another man's wife.
Yes. Yeah. Patty Harrison.
You have trained the listening audience. Martin, our contestant there, he said Bell Bottom Taint because he didn't know.
But he got Bell Bottom?
Or something. Yeah, they kind of broke up. See, he used some taint in the
some
answer,
taint.
Just like you do as well.
Same,
you
don't know it, so. They use some taint. I need it. It's just one of the best songs. Oh. All right. That's a dub.
All right. Dub to end the week. We'll have some new categories and some new games coming up next week. Right now, though, take a time out. When we come back, our Padres smorgasbord discussion on power versus pitching in the offseason for your San Diego Padres. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You know, for all you people that woke up today not feeling your best self, your joints are barking at you, your knees, your wrists, your shoulders, your back. It's such a bad way to wake up every day. And sometimes you can't even sleep at night. I know I couldn't for a while. So glad and grateful for QC Kinetics. A lot of people like you are finding lasting relief, and like me, without steroids, medications, or surgery, right here in San Diego. At QC Kinetics, go in, meet with Dr. Jackson and his team, get to the root of where your pain stems from, right down to the cells involved, putting those natural elements back to work in your body. You can revitalize your joints, literally using your own power to heal. Simple injection, not a hospital stay. Super easy. I can handle it. You can handle it. There's no question about it. So again, knees, back, shoulders, wrists are keeping you from enjoying life. Explore all your options before you agree to more pills or surgery. Call QC Kinetics today. Schedule a free consultation with my man, Dr. Jackson, and his team. Take charge of your health. Look beyond the same old solutions. First consultation is on the house. There's no reason to wait. Call QC Kinetics today. You know, unless you like not biking and swimming and running, playing baseball. If you like not doing all the things you love to do, then don't call. But if you want to get back to those things, call them today. Locations in Hillcrest and Torrey Hills, 619-614-PAIN, 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 QC Kinetics.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin in our chat says, the Dodgers are playing out my worst nightmares this postseason. They're playing about as good as they looked on paper back in spring training.
Yeah.
They have endless resources and always stay one step ahead.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree. They're five steps ahead.
Yeah.
The Phillies are like one step ahead. The Dodgers are five steps ahead.
Of everybody.
I look at their team right now, turning into a Dodger fan show, which is really sad.
Yeah. Andy Páez, good player.
Yeah.
Every organization would love to have a young, upcoming Andy Páez.
Uh-huh.
He hit what? 20 some odd home runs this season.
Somewhere.
He's batting ninth for them.
Yeah.
He's their nine hitter. Every other team in baseball
he's
is
a three hole.
He's looking for some
average, 27 home runs, 86 yeah. RBIs.
Yeah. Every other team is looking for someone to hide in the nine hole. Like, good defensive player, doesn't yep. hit a lick. We'll bat him ninth.
Mason McCoy.
Speed. We'll put him ninth. They're putting that guy ninth.
Yeah.
He's ninth. He's batting ninth.
He'd be our two hitter.
He'd be most teams' two hitter.
Yeah, two or four. Yeah.
He bats ninth for them. Like their number four starter in the playoffs today is Shohei Ohtani. He's going to throw 100 miles an hour for six innings.
He's their four.
He's their number four in this rotation.
And legit four. Like, I wouldn't start him over Snell, Yamamoto, or Glass. Like, three or four.
They're both 3-4.
Yeah, they're both.
Ultimately, it's fun to...
Ah!
It's fun to poke the bear and acknowledge the loopholes that they find and exploit.
Yep.
Again, not breaking any rules.
Nope.
Finding loopholes and all that. I still will always give Dodger fans a hard time. You're sure. not smart. You don't know ball.
Correct.
And your insults are lame. Like,
yes. You weren't even at the game yesterday. Again, like, are you?
Right.
You know what I noticed, too?
But my point was just, you're an idiot if you criticize the Dodgers organization
and
how
they
do things.
You are. You're absolutely a moron. They have no sense of humor. They just don't have humor. They're very serious. They spent the majority of the day yesterday defending their payroll. I haven't made any comments about their payroll because I like spending money. I think spending money is badass on your team. I think it's kick ass.
They do everything right.
And especially if you actually can just give a guy a nickel and be like, I'm going to give you $100 later. And he's like, sounds good to me, right? Like, the best player in the world. Like, who doesn't think that's brilliant? It makes you want to bang your head against the wall, certainly, but I think spending money on your team is cool. I think John Seidler and the ownership groups should spend more money on the San Diego Padres. More. Spend till you don't have any more if you want to win a World Series. That being said, David J. says, I'm old enough to remember when the host of one of our local morning sports talk radio shows says $700 million for a DH about Ohtani. It was probably me. David also, sense of humor may escape him sometimes. I like to take the piss out of them on Twitter because they're fun. And I said yesterday when they were talking about Albert Pujols potentially managing here, I went, well, that's one guy Dave Roberts won't be able to get violent with. And they're like, well, no, because he actually respects the Dodgers and the Dodgers respect him. I'm like, dummy, it's because he's three times Dave Roberts' size. That's what my point is.
All right.
They don't have a lot of sense of humor.
Now, all that being true, next year, the Dodgers will probably do the same thing, and they will load manage, and they will not, they'll save their pitching. So they will be somewhat vulnerable again in the regular season, as they were this year, when the Padres finished, three games behind the Dodgers in the standings,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
They were close. So it does behoove the Padres to do what they can to at least better their position. It's not impossible to beat the Dodgers in a series.
Well, especially if
Padres did it, twice this year? They took two out of three.
Especially if load management is their new strategy. Hey, we could go ahead and try to win the division.
It's not impossible to win a series from the Dodgers. You know, it's hard to do in the playoffs. Padres did it in 2022. That Dodger team wasn't as complete as this one is.
Yeah.
But you have to do what you can to get as close as you can, and then take your shot if you get it in October. So how are they going to do that, and how are they going to try to close the gap at all a little bit in this offseason? We'll talk about that in our Padres smorgasbord right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And McKee 23 says, does the regular season even matter anymore? Absolutely. For 29 teams, it matters.
Yeah.
One team, it doesn't. But for 29 teams, it does. And you want to put yourself in the best position possible. Had the Padres won a couple more games and been able to host the Cubs, they might have gotten a shot. You want to at least get your shot, later in the season at the Dodgers. Even if they end up too much for you and they're too good, you want to get your shot. And the Padres didn't even get their shot this year because they came up short in two specific areas that need to be addressed this offseason. Saris was blunt about it yesterday, and I wanted to jump off with our smorgasbord.
What did Eno say exactly? We need
power
and two starting
pitchers. Pitching.
And we have $20 million to spend?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Do we want to play the open?
Yeah, I want to play the open.
Play the open. Padres smorgasbord.
All right, never mind.
Yeah.
Call it something else.
I don't know what to do. I'm conflicted because people love this open.
You have to leave it now.
All right, so we know that the Padres will have limited resources, as they always do, as every team, but one does, to address the needs in the offseason. Aguino said it might be $20 million. It might be more. We don't know. You know, those are decisions that are made behind closed doors. But whatever that is, what percentage, like, do you want to go mostly all in on pitching, mostly all in on power, split it right down the middle? How do you allocate your resources, Woods, to address those two areas of need for the Padres this offseason?
18th in run score, 28th in home runs, 22nd in slug. I think the answer is glaring. Who is it? I have no idea, because this ballpark...
Not asking who at this point.
Okay.
We're not talking about who. This is a...
With our bullpen that's coming back mostly, and... with our bullpen that's coming back mostly, with a good back end of the bullpen in Morihone and Miller, starting pitcher, they cobbled it together. You're going to burn your bullpen out again in the upcoming season. You get Musgrove back. It's glaring to me that you need help offensively. That's it. I spend my
money
there.
Both of the needs, I think, are glaring.
Oh, sure. Well, if you have a good, your pitching
and
is
you can't ignore either one of them.
Your pitching is a whole,
but
right? starting pitching is something else entirely.
You're saying you're willing to be a little more aggressive in pursuing a power bat.
Yeah, we've lost.
Even though it means you might have to settle for
patching
a lesser arm for your rotation.
Correct. And again, lesser arms can become better arms under the tutelage of a great pitching coach. You know, and so for me, the last two postseasons, we stopped hitting. We didn't hit. We need to hit. We need to score.
Respect that argument. I think everyday players impact a season more than one starting pitching, you know, person can impact the season, one starting pitcher. However, I don't feel like the Padres can be as aggressive in their pursuit of power after trading away Stephen Kolek and Ryan Burgert. They have no starting pitching depth that's ready in this organization. They're going to have to devote more resources than I think you would like to starting pitching this offseason. And I think they're going to have to divide that amount of resources up among two or three guys. It'd be nice to get not a front line, but a more, you know, a Ranger Suarez, someone who's a little higher end, but I don't think they can afford to do that either. They're going to have to find three pitchers that it's going to take up a good chunk of your free agent budget, even though they're probably four or five type guys. You just have to have bodies. You can't run out of bodies. AJ Preller knows this. It happened in 2021. They ran out of bodies. The season fell apart. You're going to have five starters and then another two or three, you know, beyond just Matt Waldron coming up from the minor leagues who are going to be able to make spot starts here and there. You need bodies, starting pitching bodies, and that's going to be somewhat expensive this offseason. And I think it's going to limit, you're going to have to take your chances on, you know, hopefully a better version of a Nelson Cruz, you know, that can find some power.
David
Peralta was cheap. They found him. He provided a little pop. You know, they need to find someone like that.
Hayward, Gurriel,
those
Joe,
did not work.
They did not work out.
But David Peralta and Donovan Solano did. They got to be right on cheaper guys, I think, power-wise, and devote 70 to 75% of the resources towards starting pitching.
Yeah, I mean, again, good point by I need money here. Move two current bullpen arms, Miller, Morihone, Morgan, whatever, to the starting rotation. Add the bats we need. Use what's left to add to the bullpen. Bullpen arms, always cheaper. You can also trade.
True.
You could trade for starting pitching. You can sign a bat. I
feel like so many people are adamant that they don't want to mess with Mason Miller and Adrian Morihone.
Sure, and I can get behind that. I can totally get behind not messing with them at all.
Now, if it's the Dodgers, they'd mess with them and it would work out perfectly. But you get the feeling like if the Padres mess with both of those guys,
both hurt,
they're going to wreck what the good thing that they already have.
Then we have no bullpen. So again, you know, how did we win baseball games this year? By cobbling together starting pitching, mostly, other than Nick Pivetta, cobbling it together for four innings and then going to our bullpen that was elite. Why change it? I don't think change a thing there.
I think it's easier. I think it's easier going to be to find a bat at the trade deadline maybe than an arm. Well,
come on.
They got good bat. I mean, Ramon Laureano was such a good pickup at the trade deadline this year.
Should have gotten him earlier. They were out of it in June. Could have gotten him earlier.
That's a good point. Usually AJ is the let's just go early kind of guy.
If we're going to do it, let's just do it.
If another month of Ramon Laureano, what a difference that would have made. We'll always wonder what would have happened if Ramon Laureano had stayed healthy.
We need offense, man, badly. We really need offense. And, you know, you're gonna find that time of year where Manny carries you for a little bit, and then Jackson carries you for a little bit, and Toddy, you know, they never really got going all at the same time. Xander, you know, will carry you for a little bit. He certainly did that this year. A lot of credit to him for a bounce back year. Xander's not going to hit you 30 home runs. He's not going to hit you 20 home runs. You know, Jackson, you pray for a 25 home run season from Jackson. You expect 27 to 30 from Manny.
If you can get 100 from Manny, Tatis, Jackson Merrill, and Gavin Sheets,
that's 25 a pop.
Somewhere averaging that way. It's a good place to start.
Yep.
But you need more. You need 180, as we've been told.
Yeah, you need 180. So that means you got five other guys that you need 80. To hit 80.
Which is not undoable.
No.
Especially if you're not devoting a lot of at-bats for Luis Arraez, who you're going to get none from.
I trust AJ.
Freddie Fermin's getting a lot of at-bats. I don't see more than 8 to 10 home runs from Freddie Fermin.
For me, where it falls is who do I trust? Who do I trust? I trust Ruben. I trust Ben. I trust them to figure out to be good enough to get a win, to at least keep you in a ball game. I trust them. I trust that you can bring in guys on the cheap, Ben, and that they can help them a little bit. We heard it with Balsley for years. Ruben's earned that reputation too. Absolutely, he has.
That's why I'm still high on JP Sears.
Yeah, right. So we'll see. You know, but
you think they're going to find better arms than JP Sears on the free agent market?
Maybe our three when we look
four,
up.
But yeah,
yeah. But so I think the offense being as poor as it was and falling and ranking all the, you just look at those numbers and you go, yeah, man, that's what's killed us in October. It's been, if you have an elite bullpen and two starting pitchers, you can win a World Series. You can, as long as you get to October. How do you get there? It's going to take a lot of cobbling. I trust Ruben to cobble. I trust AJ to cobble. I need some hitters. I need some guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. I need some guys that can hit some doubles. We need to slug and we need to hit home runs. You know, honestly, yeah, I really feel like we can get it done early in the season. And then if you need to address starting pitching at the deadline, you know, go get it.
This year's dessert at Petco Park was the banana pudding.
Oh, cobbler.
Next year's dessert going to be cobbler. Cobbler in a helmet.
Not a bad
cobbler in a Western Metals truck.
Not a bad idea. I do love cobbler.
We need cobbling. We're going to have some cobbler at Petco Park next year.
Blackberry.
Peach.
Blueberry. Boysenberry, whatever. I'll eat any cobbler you make. Apple, doesn't matter.
Love
cherry.
Love a good cobbler.
I'm going to make a cobbler later, I think.
All right.
Cobbler.
Come back, Rondo Report. Some interesting comments from Dave Dombrowski about Bryce Harper. Ooh. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.